Hola, hola, buenos días.
Good morning.
That was, we gotta bring it up a notch, Gabriela. Buenos días.
My good morning.
All right, well, good morning. This is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On KVON 1440. Hey, we're not feeling too good this morning, but guess what? We are here for you. We're
yes,
pushing
we are.
Through.
Isela and I are both sick. I'm over here vomitándome, and she's over there like, she's over there not feeling so great either.
There you go. Yesterday was National Wine and Cheese Day. Maybe that's the reason why.
Okay. No, I literally didn't even drink any wine yesterday. Like, that's how horrible I felt. I was actually laying in bed sad at the fact that I wasn't going to be able to partake in a made-up holiday. And then when I thought about it, I was like, you're so lame. Like, it's not even a real holiday. And I was like, but it's wine and cheese.
You know, yesterday I did see the owners, Will and Julissa, they posted the national holiday.
Yes, and they were partaking in it.
They were partaking.
Like,
so, hey, felicidades to them because they partook in the wine and cheese National Day. Antier, the day before that, tequila, National Tequila Day.
Which I thought was super crazy because I'm like, National Tequila Day on Taco Tuesday. Like, can you think about two things that just pair so well together? Like, aside from that, like, so, no, perfect.
Someone had said, estoy en paraíso. This is just, you know what? That's it. I can die and go to heaven now. I'm like, really? Really? Tacos
for
and
tacos
tequila?
And tequila because they landed on the same day.
Like, no. So we've had a really, really good couple shows, I want to say. We kind of have not had a guest, and we kind of do this purposely when we are bombarded with our guests. We just want to have time alone sometimes, and that's not saying that it's not important, but sure enough, we will be having in August a couple candidates that will be coming in. Not candidates that are running, excuse me. Yeah, we'll get a couple
information.
Yes. But we'll have muchos candidatos que vengan that will talk about families. And yes. So we're going to talk about family resources, and we're kind of setting up the stage through the month of August for Latino Heritage Month, which is coming
so
in
excited.
September.
Yes, it is. It starts September 16th on Mexico's Independence Day. So, and that lasts for about a month. So that's always very fun.
And I'm going to tell you this. There are a lot of events that are going on throughout Napa County. Soon enough, the Napa County Hispanic Network has now partnered up with the Latino Heritage Month Committee.
Ooh.
And they're putting together a calendar of events, and it's really nice because what they do is, hey, you have an event for Latino Heritage Month, give it to us, we'll post it, and we'll make sure we get the word out.
That's awesome.
So they're working in collaboration with all of these, whether they're nonprofits or it's just an event you want to have, anywhere from American Canyon all the way to Calistoga. We should be talking about things that are going on in Sonoma. I know recently in Sonoma they just had I cannot pronounce it, but I know it's like from, I want to say maybe it's Oaxaca or Puebla. They had a really, really nice event. It was really, really beautiful. And I want one here in
what
Napa.
What did it have to do with?
It's part of their como herencia de Oaxaca y de Puebla. So it was really, really nice. I'm not sure which one of the two it is. I'm giving false information here. But and I
fake news.
I could not pronounce it. So I said, before I say it on the radio, I have to have someone tell me more about it. I see you put here Krispy Kreme's birthday.
Yes, I know, because we're over here talking about all these made-up holidays with food and drinks, and there's like a real actual celebration going down this week. I swear, this is like National Food Week or something. I don't even know. But no, yeah, Krispy Kreme's birthday is tomorrow. They turn 81 years old, and so they're actually going to be doing $12 donuts, so a dozen donuts for a dollar when you buy a dozen donuts.
Why is it that
Nasty cream? I've never had Krispy Kreme donuts, but I hear people really love them.
Did I really say that out loud? I meant to say bad food that's bad for you.
Nasty.
I'm so sorry. But food that's bad for you tends to be so cheap.
It
you know
is.
What I mean?
It's it like, is. But that's why.
And that's why.
Because it's made cheaply. No, but yeah, but that's all happening tomorrow. So for any of our Krispy Kreme lovers, go ahead and get yourself some awesome, delicious donuts for super cheap. And they're also making like the specially glazed with confetti yes. ones, just like as like a birthday donut cake type thing. So.
Ice cream cake.
I used to love ice cream cake when I was little. The mint chocolate chip. So good.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Ah, Dios mío. Well, part of our first segment that we're going to go into, we're going to talk about dichos that our padres would say to us kind of growing up. And it's kind of following the theme of what our parents did for us growing up in conversaciones in the second segment. But, I mean, we have so many dichos. If you have a dicho, hey, right there, if you're live right now on Facebook, feel free to send us your dicho that your parent might have told you growing up. Anything growing up that you're kind of like, really? My parents said that? And now I'm saying it to my kids?
Oh, my gosh. I think that's the weirdest part is when you really do think about when you have your kids and then you catch yourself in a moment where you're like, I sound like my mother now.
Yeah.
Or I sound like my father.
I sound like my dad a lot. Well, I get a couple things from my mom and
Which is actually one of the dichos that they would always say, because I remember my mom was always like, cuando tengas hijos, te vas a recordar de mí. Like, when you have your own kids, you'll remember me.
You'll remember. You will know who I am. No, so I put this at the top of the list because I never knew what it meant until actually, like, literally a year or two ago.
Yeah, so when I was reading, I was like, I can't wait till she explains this because I literally have no idea what she's talking about.
Okay, so Carabina de Ambrosio. My mom would get upset at me, either my mom or my dad growing up, and it was like I was in everyone's business. I really was. I know I was. I can't remember a lot.
A very Latina thing to do.
Yeah, I, you know, growing up, I don't remember, but I remember getting in trouble a lot. Like, oh my God, salte de allí, cierra esto, no la abras aquí. You know, so I remember that. And my parents, what I can hear them say all the time is Carabina de Ambrosio. And Carabina de Ambrosio, believe it or not, Carabina is a gun. Ambrosio is a name of a guy. But when I went in and I Googled it, it used to be some like sitcom show in Spanish. And so, yeah, so quick as a rifle. So, like, yes, that was one of the things.
Oh, that's super interesting. I'd never heard that one. I always like the, I know that yesterday on Instagram you posted sana sana colita de rana, which is a saying that, so you know, our moms would say when, you know, you got a bump or you scratched yourself and it hurt and they were just trying to rub it out and make you feel better. But I always thought that a really funny dicho, at least that I would hear growing up a lot, was when I wanted something or had a question, you know, it was like I'd go up to my dad and he'd be like, dile tu mama. And then I'd go to my mom and my mom would be like, dile tu papa. And I'm like, well, dad said to ask you. And then I'd go to my dad and mom said to ask you. And then you can't go anywhere. And now that you're a parent, it's kind of like that's the secret trick to just like,
yeah,
we're just not even gonna acknowledge this. It's a no, but we don't want to tell you no.
Yes. And I think that happened to my sister a lot. She was the one that would pedir permiso. I didn't ask for permiso. So
you just went.
I just left.
So you got the other one. You got the mom that was like, ¿Quién te crees que te manda sola? Like, ¿dónde vas? Aquí no es un hotel. Which I get all the time. My mom always just say, like, this is not a hotel. Like, where are you going? It's just like, I'm like over 21 years old right now. What do you mean? Where am I going? I'm like, I know this isn't a hotel, but I'm out and about and I'll come home.
And that
I'm like, do you want me to sleep on the streets or may I come home to my bed and sleep in my bed?
Now that you say that, things are coming out. Things are coming. So now that you say about este no es un hotel, my mom would say, este no es un restaurant. And that would be
when you would come there just to eat.
No, or just come to eat now because I'm not a restaurant. I'm not going to serve you later. I'm not going to serve you whenever you want to sit down.
Oh, so. See, that's what my mom would say. But when it was like, I don't want to eat that for dinner. And then she's like, well, I'm not a restaurant. Like, what I cook, you eat. And it was just like, or on the George Lopez show, like, I remember growing up watching it. And one time, like, I can't remember who it was, but the kids said that they didn't want to eat something. And their mom was like, come mierda, pues. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's a very big thing that, yeah, I've heard in some Latino households myself.
Yeah. I mean, I know my mom is and my father are going to kill me once they hear today's show. They're not going to hear until Saturday, but they're like, ¿cómo te atreves?
I know. My mom's probably probably listening right now, and she's probably thinking to herself, like, why are you talking smack about your mom? It's like, Mama, I'm not talking smack about you. We're just here,
the
you know, kind of making light of, you know, funny things that Latino parents say when you're growing up. That it's just like, I mean, Latinos can be a little, you know, wild sometimes with their emotions.
Yes. Okay, so you put ponte las pilas. And for me, in my house, o te ponen las pilas o te las pongo.
Yes, that one too, yeah. Which is funny because pilas means batteries. So the literal translation is put the batteries on or I'll put them for you. But it just means like, you better start acting right or I'm going to make you act right. That one was funny. I like that one.
Yes. I was like, oh, that really opened a can of worms there for me because there was a bunch of them I could have gone into, but
I know.
I'll be getting in trouble.
I always thought it was funny when we would be at a store when you were little. And I know this wasn't just my parents because I've heard this from even my friends that sometimes we'll laugh a lot because you look at all these memes that it'll say like, oh, Latina moms be like, or like Latina moms saying, and it's just so accurate. You're just like, wow, that's my mother right there. But when you'd be at a store acting up and they respond with, you know, like pointing at a stranger, and they're like, "Te va a llevar ese hombre si no te portas."
Poor guy.
Which is like the translation for anybody that doesn't know Spanish is, you know, you'd be acting up in a store, and your mom would point to somebody, and she'd be like, "If you don't start behaving, that man's gonna take you." And it's just like, oh my gosh, like how traumatizing if you think about it.
I mean, because poor guy. And then, you know, then we start wondering why all of a sudden there's a fear for guys or for women when
Exactly.
Or tall people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Llévate un suéter por si acaso. Ponte un suéter. Te va a pegar neumonía. I'm like, really? Does that really happen?
Oh my gosh. That's how I would feel, but about shoes and feet. And my mom always being like, you're going to get sick if you walk around the house barefoot. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm going to be perfectly fine. I walk barefoot everywhere. I remember even walking barefoot, roaming the streets of Rome, like, which I probably should not have done because that was actually a really nasty street, but. Hey, it is what it is. I like to be barefoot.
I do too. It's hilarious. Mi papá, ¿qué piensan? ¿Que el dinero crece en los árboles? Oh, ¿que lo barro y que lo junto así de fácil?
That's so funny. Money grows on trees and I just sweep it up and just pile it all up together. No, we don't. Which I thought was interesting because I was listening to a podcast the other day about how children don't. When they ask for stuff, it's like they ask and it's almost like they don't understand that it's like you have to work for those things or do we even have the money for it. It's like, hey, we're out of milk. I need you to bring milk home without being like, hey, like, are we able to bring milk home? You know, it's just very much like they just ask and it's almost like, oh, you got to do this. But I don't know. It's just interesting sometimes.
And now that you're mentioning things that are interesting. So I went to visit one of our Latino supermarkets here in town and two kids in front of me are sitting there fighting because they want un, I don't know if you've seen them, but it's a little egg called Kinder.
Kinder, yeah.
Yeah. And so the Kinder is a chocolate. Mm-hmm. And inside of the little huevito, there is a toy. Mm-hmm. And so now they don't put them on the edge anymore because kids would just get them, unfold the little wrapping, whatever. So the kids are like, I want a Kinder. I want a Kinder. Finally, mom is buying it for them. And then the lady said, you don't need to buy those, which is kind of funny to me that actually the clerk is telling her you don't need to buy it
when she's like when making a sale
at you. And I'm cracking up because the lady's really discouraging the lady that's buying the chocolate,
the mom,
her children that are screaming at her like, I want a Kinder and I want it now. Like,
oh my goodness,
like, excuse me. And so my thing was for my kids, it's like, vamos al baño.
Oh, yeah. As soon as my mom said, like, do we need to go to the car? I was like, nope, we definitely do not need to go to the car because I already knew if I count down from 1, 2, 3 and you don't stop, we're going to the car. And then vas a ver con la chancla.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, not fun at all whatsoever. I was just like, nope, I gotta make sure, you know, that I'm behaving, that I'm not doing anything crazy.
Yeah, so we did have on the list, voy a contar a tres. Una, dos, dos y medio.
Yeah. So 2 3/4, you know, because they're still throwing
really
a tantrum.
Don't
really don't want to. Exactly.
On the number two list, it was part of the, even though you're counting down, ¿quieres que vaya?
Yeah.
¿Voy?
Yeah.
I'm I'm like, no. Or when they ask you to go look for something and you definitely can't find it, and you're just like, si yo voy y me lo encuentro. Oh,
I know. That was like the death. I was like, please, yes. I hope I looked well enough that if she goes over there and finds it, I know I'm going to be in so much trouble.
The kids, at least mine, they can't stand me because I do have a short-term memory when I'm at the house. For business, I'm trying, hustling, bustling. I think I put my mind on, like, you know, snooze when I go home. And it's like, ¿dónde están las llaves? I could literally be holding on to them, or they're around my neck or something. And they're
your
like,
keys.
Really, Mom? Really?
They're in your hand, Mom. They're in your hand. Yes. I always thought it was interesting growing up how moms would always be like, no son amigos, son conocidos. You know, they're not your friends. They're just people that you know. Because your mom can always spot your fake friends before even you can spot your fake friends, which I always thought was super funny.
Yeah. Oh, my
goodness. When you're growing up and before you turn 18, and your mom's like, you could do whatever you want when you turn 18, you know? And then you turn 18, and she's like, again, like, ¿dónde crees que vas? Like, where do you think you're going? You think that, like, you own yourself now? Like, as long as you live under my roof, you follow my rules. And even though I always thought it was funny that when you're like 5 years old, you're staying up till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because your family's at a family party.
Yes.
But then you want to go to a party later on when you're over 18 with your friends and they expect you to be home at 10 p.m. It's like, excuse me? How am I partying till later hours when I was like 7 years old and now that I'm 18, you want me home by 10?
Right. You're like, really, Mom? We were up to five in the morning
on this one day 15 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Parents are hilarious.
No tienes tiempo para tu mamá, pero para los amigos y la calle sí.
Oh, my gosh. And then they guilt trip you, and then they're like, cuando muera me vas a extrañar. And I'm just like, obviously I'm going to miss you when you die, but just because I want to go hang out with my friends doesn't mean I don't love you. Like, where am I logic behind this? Sometimes I'm just like,
oh, my gosh. Everything we keep saying right now has me rolling. And I'm only rolling because this is just bringing back so many memories.
Oh, I feel like I get like an entire like flashback of
that's
just like
really?
Memories.
Your
spinning.
Mom was my mom. Yo, daddy was my daddy. The same thing is happening here.
Oh my gosh, I know. It was hilarious. I'm just like, they are acting a little crazy sometimes.
Oh man. Well, oh my goodness, I gotta stop crying.
Yeah, you are. She's crying actually right now.
I really am. So anyway, a mí siempre me decía que es falta de educación. And we'll be talking about this
in our conversaciones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of like, well, where in the education code does it say I have to sit down? You know, or like put my hands in my lap. So,
yes.
You know, talking about having an education and having education is totally different in the lingo that we speak at mm-hmm. home. So, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'm going to end this segment really quick because I really got to go wipe my tears and I'm going to go into a spasm of laughter here shortly. You know, when you're just going to bust up laughing
yes.
and you're just,
you got to take a moment.
You can't stop. But anyway, if you guys are missing out, you guys are missing out because here on 1440 AM, La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela,
we are ending the first segment and we were talking about all those things our parents said, esos dichos, when we grow up, que algún día vas a saber, giving us the special countdown. And unfortunately, you are missing it because guess what? The first segment is over. So please stay tuned for our segunda segmento of conversaciones. See you in a minute. Welcome back. Feliz jueves.
Welcome, welcome. Back.
And this is La Hora with Isela.
Hey, Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. I don't think we even said it in the first segment, but if you'd like, you can live stream us at
KVON.com. Or follow us on Instagram at La Hora 1440 KVON.
There you go.
There you
La Hora KVON.
La Hora 1440 KVON.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like looking. I'm like, I do have these glasses here for no reason, right? But they're just sitting on the counter. on our second segmento of conversaciones, we had to take a really long little break because I was laughing my butt off. And you know when you get that laughing spurt that if you don't get rid of it, then it'll just... You'll still have the giggles all day. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to let it out. So maybe at the end of the show, I will just let it all out. I'm trying not to giggle right now. Really trying not to. But Anyway, so like we were saying in our first segment, we're really trying to set up the stage for Latino Heritage Month, which starts el 16 de septiembre, which is Mexican Independence Day in September. But we know that a lot of other whether you're going to have events or, you know, nonprofits, they start as early as August, end of August, and then they lead all the way into like October.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've even seen, well, you have Dia de los Muertos November 1st. So we know that we're going to, it's not Latino Heritage Month. It's Latino Heritage Months with an S.
Months with an S. Celebrating all the way from August to October.
Yeah.
November. So,
you know us. We like to party.
We do.
We really do. And I know that I put it out on the Instagram page yesterday about dusting off those party shoes because, again, it's going to be so many consecutive events. I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of familiar faces throughout the celebration.
I hope so. And, you know, we'd also love to see some new faces and get more people coming out.
Yes.
I know it's always fun to join us and chit chat, make new friends.
I know.
No son amigos, son conocidos, eh?
Going back to los dichos of our families. But even now that you're talking about that, I'm going to do a little small shout out. But, you know, Sonoma County Fair is going to have, oh my gosh, I was reading up on their little mercadito that they have in the back. They have like Roth iron. They have like, well, mercado.
What?
It's so cute. So
how do you learn about stuff like this?
You know, I know that fairs are coming. I don't know. I think I did a Google on Sonoma County Fair to see when it's coming.
I was like, does it still do the fair?
It does. And so it is
called even heard about it.
Love, Peace, and Livestock. So, and we'll be talking about that in the third segmental about how to get your tickets to the county fair. So, and really, it's drive through McDonald's, cheap food, remember? So,
drive through McDonald's, cheap food. Yeah, no, can't be eating any of that.
Yeah. So what we were going to talk about today were hablando de familias. The topic is more complicated than just familias. It's really like, what did our familias, whether they were single moms or single dads, what were they doing or how they made our lives just a tad bit sweeter? So maybe
or just
not-
more like for you to just today in this world, now that we're grownups, you know, there's like people always say like, oh, wow, like you're very well mannered. You know, it's like, well, how did I learn that?
Yeah.
You know,
and I do appreciate a lot of things that my parents did for me growing up. But then there's also a lot of things that my parents did and didn't realize.
That they were messing you up?
Yeah, well, not technically messing me up, but I had to learn for myself to become adult. You know
of
what
course.
I mean? And so what does that look like? So what elements did our familias bring to us to make us feel sentirnos amados? To me, honestly, and this is a just general, my parents always... My dad always thought that my mom should stay home and kind of raise the kids. And I'm kind of grateful for my dad telling my mom, no, es de que te vas a quedar en la casa. No, it was never a hard hand. He did give a choice. And my mom chose to stay home and raise five of us, excuse me. And I say five of us because my brother was late coming. So I really never got to experience what that was like with him growing up. It was more like the last of the sisters growing up with him. So that was the story she can tell. But yeah, just having my mom there and knowing that if I felt sick from school, that I can actually walk home and my mom was going to be there. You know what I mean?
My mom worked, which I always admired because she told me, she was like, she always said, you don't need a man in your life for you to like do things. You know, if something's broken, you can fix it yourself.
Right.
She was very much, even though my dad was there until they got divorced when I was like maybe 8 years old, she would still always tell me, you know, never feel like you can't do something just because you don't have a man around. And, you know, you have to learn to be self-sufficient and independent. And so she was always working, but I always knew that if I wasn't feeling good or I had something going on, she always told me, like, you're my priority above anything and everything else. And if that means like I need to leave work, then I'm going to leave work. So just knowing in the back of my head that, yes, she prioritized her career and leading by example, that, you know, you can bring your own bread to the table, but at the same time too, knowing like I'm still your mom and I'm going to be here for you like no matter what.
And I mean, the question was really like, there's commas behind all of this. So how did our family make us feel amados, respetados, aceptados, or even valued? And that really, what you're telling me is really that your mom entailed all of that.
Yeah.
Dad did that too, you know? I mean, even though I did put here, there was a little tab on wages. you know, making a check stretch as much as my dad did. I saw how much my dad was making back in the day, and I'm like, really? He made it happen with $600?
Oh, trust me, I know.
Right.
I look back and I'm just like, growing up, I mean, I'm shocked at, like, you know, it's hard now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, geez, how do people make it? And it's just like, I remember being little, never, ever feeling that stress or pressure as a child. Yeah. My parents, they probably felt it, yeah, you know, because they were the adults, but they never let me see it, or they never let my brother see it. It never, nunca nos sentíamos como que faltaba algo.
Yeah. And see, I think that's why we were talking about how, what did your parents do to make your life sweeter? Well, they never let me know that, was there a struggle? Was there really a true struggle that your parents were going through? I think yes. Honestly, I know that my parents had that struggle, the dinero, but every time I looked around and I saw pictures of our backyard, it was beautiful, was always blooming. My mom was always doing the garden and, you know, having a playground. We had a nice, ample backyard. But to me, now that I go there as an adult, it's not that big.
Right.
You know, and then I go there, I'm like, this is it. Wow, it's like 2 feet that
it's so
way.
Basic.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean, those were the things that they gave us, our space. And it was like, maybe when I was outside, you know, jugando, that, you know, they got to maybe arguing. I never seen an argument.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two. But I didn't see.
I'm going to plead the fifth and refuse to comment on that.
We were talking about language. Something that my parents gave me was that I never heard bad words. And I'm gonna blame Napa for this. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Cuando llegué aquí. That I moved here when I was, what, about 17? 17, 18. Well, I was just turning 18, like, the next weekend from when I moved. I was hearing a whole bunch of, bueno, con mis compañeros. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, there's a whole different world out here. Not saying that I never heard it. No me estoy siendo inocente ni nothing like that. Innocent.
Innocent.
And so
even if you had heard it, my mom would have hit you with un dicho. It's like, lo que escuchas, esto es para adultos. So, like, yes, no tienes que repetir.
No,
like, just because you hear something doesn't mean you have to repeat it.
Oh, we didn't mention the fact that maybe our parents, well, it's not a dicho. Oh my gosh, here I go back into the laughing frenzy. The fact that your mom or your dad were whispering when they're talking about someone, and it's like, they're not here. Like, you could say it out loud and they're whispering.
You're right. I think it's funny that you didn't hear any bad words growing up. And whereas in my household, it was like, my mom's Salvadorian and they have a mouthpiece. So for me, it was just like, I think it's hilarious that, you know, I have kind of, obviously, you know, when you need to be professional, you're going to be professional. But when, you know, it's me in my own element, I have a heavy mouthpiece too. And it definitely stems from my mom, which I just find hilarious because she's always telling me, where did you learn those kind of manners? Like, that's not the way a woman should speak. And I'm just like, excuse me, but do you know who my mom is? I'm pretty sure it's you.
Let me introduce you to her. Hello. Well, look in the mirror, mother. Much love to you.
Much love, Mama. Much love, Mama. We're not hating. No. We're spreading much love to you.
Yes, that's it, most definitely. Two pieces on the education. And so, again, it's more like, you know, when your mom or your dad slaps you with the, ay, es falta de educación. You know, if I did a direct translation of, oh my gosh, it's because that person doesn't have an education. And really, that's not what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
It was like, that person has not been disciplined. And it's pretty like, I know that my parents gave me, they oriented me, they corrected me, and they disciplined me. But what they didn't do on the other side of education is that we didn't have open-ended conversations, like, about the important things that we're talking about on our show, about, you know, LGBTQ,
sex. Yeah.
All the taboos.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
body
goodness.
Changing.
Yeah, but they did give me the resources to do my homework. They helped me as much as they could. You know, and we did go on adventures, even if it was just going to me
remate.
Well, not necessarily. You know what?
I looked forward to that every Sunday after church.
We didn't even grow up on that. And I wish we would have. I think I'd have more love for the flea market. I like going to like antique boutique kind of little things like that.
Yeah.
And I wish I did. I don't feel like, oh my gosh, I need something really particular or exotic that I need to go to the flea market for, which is kind of weird.
Sometimes I like to go to the flea market just to get my Mexican street corn.
And there you go.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, I know. I'm hungry, but at the same time, the thought of food disgusts me right now.
I feel your pain.
No, but I think that is interesting how you say education. There are two pieces when it comes to Latino culture, because they do tend to phrase whether or not you have manners as being educated. But I think they mean educated in terms of manners.
Right.
And then there's obviously the literal translation of actual education. And, you know, it's just like you talk about, you know, something very basic growing up in my household is if you go to a gathering, a party, whatever it was, you say hi to every single person in this room. No, like, waving your hand and just doing a general hi, because, again, they would be like, eso es falta de educación. That's a lack of education, a lack of respect. So I remember always really disliking as a child because, I mean, hello, Latino family households are huge. I'm like, I gotta say hi to how many people right now?
That's why Grandpa said, que él llega de, él llega.
Be the first one to get back and the last one to leave.
That's truth right there.
It is truth, because I only have to say hi to two people if I get there first. Yeah. And if I'm the last one to leave, I don't have to say bye to anybody.
Now you just got to stretch your neck.
Yep. And be like, adios.
Literally, when I have to say bye sometimes, I'm like, hey, bye, everyone. Love ya.
I know one
and
of
I
the.
Step out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's just going to take forever to say hello and goodbye.
I think one of the biggest things that, you know, they try to educate and discipline me on that literally never stuck to this day was.
And you say it in such an eerie voice. Never.
It
stuck.
Never stuck.
We should get an echo button. Never, never, never.
No, it really never stuck. It was que come más despacio, nadie te está quitando la comida. You know, like, eat your food slowly. No one's taking it away. And to this day, I will try. Sometimes, like, I'll notice how fast I'm eating, and all of a sudden, like, my subconscious, like, kicks in, and my actual conscious kicks in, and I'm like, wow, I'm eating really fast. Maybe I should slow down. And then I'll purposely think about my bites of food. 30 seconds later, I'm already past that, and then I'm, like, eating at the same speed again. And then I finish my plate, and I'm like, oh, man, I was supposed to eat that slow. Like, what happened?
I was supposed
El
hubiera no existe is one of the phrases I always use when we're talking about safety. El hubiera no existe, Gabriela.
I should have.
Don't exist. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so going back, excuse me.
Yeah, because it doesn't make a difference, right? I should have. Because it's like, yeah, maybe, but it doesn't exist because you did it. It's either you did or you didn't, not I should have.
So what trips did your parents do? I'm going to tell you this. We went to, this is, I, every time I say this, people are looking at me like, where did you go on vacation? I used to go on vacation to Yuma, Arizona. And we used to look forward to it because my dad would make that check stretch and we'd get to go to a nice little hotel out there.
Oh,
back in the
cool.
80s, the Stardust was the shit. Excuse me. Beep. Sorry. And I guess for adults, the Stardust was pretty good because, you know, there was like those bars, the walk-up bars, yeah. And donde te sentabas. I'm sure that still exists now. But, I mean, it was like the first ones that came back in the day.
I've literally never heard of that hotel.
Yes. Well, it's extinct, I think.
It's extinct.
Like two or three times. So, yeah, it was really nice. And then from there, from Yuma, Arizona, it would take us like a half hour to La Frontera to go visit my grandma who lived there in San
cool.
Luis Rio Colorado.
No, so. we never took any trips. Never. I don't think it was until I turned 15. My stepdad took us on a drive to Mexico, and he was just like, I want you guys to explore Mexico. And we decided to drive the entire way from right here in Napa Valley all the way through Mexico. And it was really cool because I think it was about like a 2-week vacation, and we literally drove through like all of the like little places. So I got to visit like Nayarit, Mazatlan.
I love Nayarit.
You know, El DF. Oh my gosh, there's so many other names that are coming to mind, or I can't think of all of them, but definitely a lot of places. I got to look at some really cool haciendas. It was just an interesting experience because never having really gone anywhere.
Yeah.
It was nice to be able to do that trip. It wasn't fun coming back because we went to a jaripeo, I want to say the night before we were gonna leave, and I ate, I'm not kidding you, like 8 bags of pepinos at the jaripeo.
Oh, is this
and
where
I
that
got
comes
food
from?
Poisoning. Yeah, I got food poisoning so bad that the next day when we were leaving, we went to visit the doctors, who was like a friend of my stepdad's down the street, and he gave us a prescription to go to a hospital every night and morning on our drive back to the United States, to California, to Napa Valley. You know, it was like, can't even remember how many hours I was. Every morning and night for the next 5 days, I had to take a shot in the butt to cure my food poisoning. It was the worst road trip I've ever been on in my entire life. And to this day, I do not eat pepinos. I look at pepinos and I mean, yes, I remember the taste.
I am scared.
I'm like, I don't want to ever experience that ever again.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest about the pepinos, and we're going way off topic here. But you know what? They are a... It will drain you if you kind of go over your limit.
I mean, I think 8 bags is at 15 years old, you know, at a jaripeo where maybe things aren't the cleanest.
Like, the guy's scratching his head. Pelando pepino.
Oh, God. In the hot sun.
Or scratching something out.
I was like, I don't know if he's scratching his head above his shoulder.
You're a dork.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. So, see, falta de educación. Mira nomás lo que estamos hablando.
I know. There you go. Goodness. There it goes.
So, we talked about language. We talked about wages. We talked about amados, respetados, accepted and valued in our homes. I did love that my mom actually brought like coloring books and did like she had those little tiny activities. She also had books for herself. So when she'd buy a book for me, whether it was a coloring book, she'd buy her little crossword puzzles and all this stuff. Which I crack up. We even buy her those things now as adults.
That's,
you know,
funny.
99
she
cents.
She entertains herself.
Yeah. You know, but.
My favorite part was my mom was always willing to take me to the St. Helena Public Library, and I would just get so many books and just read them, and which I appreciated because back then, no, I still have a passion for reading. I just don't make time for it anymore, which I need to do, but yeah. I love that she knew that that was something that I loved, and so she would make time for me to kind of be able to go to the public library and, you know, rent those out.
Isn't it sad? I have on my bookshelf at home, I have all these books I want to get to, and I keep getting them, and I'm like, okay, I'm stopping now, because I know right now it's just been so busy that I haven't been able to get to them. And a lot of people claim that, you know, cell phone does its justice. No, because sometimes we're not reading really good literature. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I need some help here. So this is going to end our conversación about hablando about familias, because for August, we're going to set up for, you know, a couple nonprofits to come in and talk about, you know, what they're doing for our comunidad and our familias here in town. So please keep hearing us, because we have good little or, ay, Dios mío, necesito leer. Definitivamente, I need to learn to read. But I jumped from one page to another. Sorry about that. But in our third segment, though, we're going to give you events that are happening here in our beautiful Napa Valley and some other local events that are happening outside of it. So please stay tuned after a few words from our sponsors. Hola, hola, buenos días. Si nos están escuchando right now, this is La Hora with Isela y Gabriela. Gabriela left, unfortunately. We're sending her much love and hoping she feels better. She wasn't feeling too good this morning, but she made it through our first segment, our segundo segmento of conversaciones. And now we're on to events that happen here in our beautiful Napa Valley. So Napa City Nights is still going strong. If you want something fun to do for your Friday night this summer, head to the Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Napa to catch all the awesome live bands. The event is free and is held every Friday from 6:30 to 10 p.m. So definitely a party you do not want to miss. And of course, we do have our Napa Valley Expo Town and Country Fair is coming up. Peace, love, and livestock. And so that's going to be happening from August 8th through the 12th. So I believe there's a pre-sale going on right now. So you can start purchasing. You can visit Rabobank, Napa McDonald's, and the Napa Valley Expo office. So if you don't want to wait, of course, you can buy your tickets online. And so those are readily available. I believe advance tickets right now are $10 for 13 through 59 years of age. Advanced seniors are $7. Junior admission, $7. And then there's also an adult season pass, which will allow you to be in the park for the life of it this summer. So $50 for those. So can't wait to see you there. Also, Lilliput and Families, a private nonprofit that works with the foster care system, is having a back-to-school drive for Napa County's youth foster children. If you're interested in donating supplies, be sure to contact 707-299-3909 or email napa.office@lillipute.org. So do not forget to visit that website. Krispy Kreme's birthday, like we said, celebrating offering 12 donuts for $1 after purchasing 12 donuts. And they also especially make a glazed confetti for its 81st birthday, and it's happening July 27th. So please, please, please do not forget. And let's not forget Porch Fest, July 29th. It starts at 1754 2nd Street here in Napa County Landmarks at from 12:30 to 5. So if you want more information, please feel free to visit NapaPorchFest.org. And then there is also a mascota party happening. Es el Festival de la Mascota. And so this is free, and it is on August 19th, and it's going on from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So feel free to visit us on KVON 1440 a.m. Excuse me, La Hora 1440 a.m. And you could see all of our events. We're going to post them on our Facebook page. All right. Well, this is going to conclude our Hora with Isela y Gabriela. Unfortunately, Gabriela is not here. But like I said, we're sending her much love because no se está sintiendo muy bien. She's feeling under the weather, especially for that bug that's going on around town. So definitely, definitely get checked. Take care of yourself. A lot of water, please. So dicho of the week, we never know the love of a parent until we become parents ourselves. And that was unknown. Nunca conocemos el amor de un padre hasta que nos convertimos en padre. Isn't that definitely true? Yes, yes, it is. I'm a parent myself, and I never knew. I was very, very selfish growing up. Kind of held on to that title for quite some time until I became a parent myself. And then you start pushing for those kids that you most definitely love. So les mando mucho amor. I send you lots of love, everyone. I'm so glad we got to speak to you today. Y claro, no se olviden la hora with Isela y Gabriela cada jueves from 9 to 10. Aquí lo esperamos la siguiente semana. Bye-bye.